95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu!
Where is he?
Sluggo?
Where is he?
Can't tell you.
He's doing some Black Friday, Cyber Monday kind of thing?
He's black hatting it.
Yeah. Oh, he's, I don't know what that means.
It's a negative hacker.
Oh.
Steal stuff.
Oh, that's what
black
he's
hat, white
black hat.
Hat.
Got it. Yeah.
We're going to talk about that coming up in a few minutes. Oh. Because it is Cyber Monday, we're going to do one American dollar that I don't see any way you'll win.
I probably won't. Does it have to do? Well, whatever. We'll talk about that when we get there.
What's up with Florida?
Oh, my
great
favorite.
Story today. I had a run-in with a raccoon last night.
Oh, dude. I had run-ins with raccoons. How was yours?
They're not fun.
No.
And they don't.
I told my tale last year all over this show.
They don't, they don't scare.
They don't care. They don't scare.
Right.
Yeah.
You can throw things. You can honk your horn. Doesn't make any difference. They're just like, whatever.
No.
So we'll talk about your wild animal encounters as well. Hmm. We have Gimme 5, and we have, I don't know if you've heard this, there's a new AI song, for real. It's for real. It's AI generated the person, the music, the chord progression, the lyrics.
Uh-huh. I'm all in on hating it.
Yeah. Yes. You will be. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it blows.
That is coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Woo!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is off today. Stu is sitting in.
Yep.
It is Cyber Monday.
Yeah. I've completely forgotten.
And we have an expert that we go to named Trixie.
Oh.
Our IT expert has to be undercover.
Excellent. Excellent. An expert on Cyber Monday?
Yes.
Isn't that just any girl that shops?
Trixie, aren't you just like any girl that shops?
Only on Mondays, Kevin. Okay. Only on Mondays.
Good answer.
Let's talk about Cyber Monday. How much business is done?
Billions and billions of dollars are spent online every year with Cyber Monday. But now, starting Black Friday is actually when it kicks off. But if you take a look at your email, you'll see just an overload of spam coming in forms of advertising, sales, delivery status. And with so much information out there, you're likely to forget that it's also peak time for our online scammers. And what we're seeing in the field is about a 30% increase of scams, online scams, from last year.
30%?
Yeah.
What kind of scams?
So everything from phishing to fake deliveries to fake purchases. It's just, they know that it's time for everybody to shop. They know that people can't log pretty much anything that they buy, and they may forget that, oh, yeah, I bought this or I bought that. They click on a link, and they got their credit
and
card
information
right after that.
It
scams are about $3 billion now yearly in the scammer's pocket. Yeah, it makes me think I'm in the wrong side.
Yeah, no kidding.
Say.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's. And then with AI on top of all this, used by the scammers, they're creating legitimate-looking websites, emails, ads, and it's really getting harder to find what's real, what's fake.
So you're saying I get an ad that says there's a deal on Amazon, it could take me to a false site?
Yeah. So it may change some letters up that you may not notice. Instead of Amazon, it may be like AMO instead of an A, and you just look at it really quick, and you think it's really Amazon. It takes you to a website, looks just like the Amazon page. You log in with your credentials, and now the bad guys have your credentials for Amazon. They'll go on there and start buying stuff with your credit card and shipping it to their location instead.
Wouldn't be so bad if they just ship it to where I live.
Well, it depends on if you want the stuff they order, then they're doing you a service.
They're ordering pretty good stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I had that happen to me. I had my Amazon stolen.
Really?
My password stolen. And they were just making small purchases along the way, so I didn't notice.
Notice.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Paper towels.
So what's the biggest scam that's out there? Is it the phishing email where they just say, click on this link?
Yeah, phishing tends to be the top go-to for all the scammers, and it's because so many people get all these ads through their email that they're just likely to click on it. And phishing comes from the term phishing, like if you're fishing for a fish out there in the lakes, but it's spelled with PH. And what this means is that they just throw bait out there in the form of an email and see if someone bites or actually clicks on the link. So that's why they call it phishing.
Why couldn't they spell it right?
It's just a form of like a spelling that the hackers use.
Right.
Because they're creative, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay. So they'll throw out like emails that show Ray-Bans 90% off, Louis Vuitton 85% off, and they'll hope that somebody clicks it, go to this website, enter your credit card information, and or put malware on your box to steal it later on. So phishing is definitely the type, the top of the list when it comes to scams.
So what can people do to defend against that?
Well, one thing that I usually tell people to do is keep a spreadsheet of items that you purchased if you can, if possible.
What's the next thing you tell them to do?
After they say, I don't know how to do a spreadsheet, then what do you tell them?
Then I tell them to Google something called Virus Totals Free URL Scanner. Mm-hmm. So if you think that a website is kind of janky in a way,
dodgy,
or it looks suspicious, all you have to do is copy the URL into this Virus Total URL Scanner, and it'll scan through all its databases and respond back with if it's a clean website or not.
That's pretty cool.
If it's a malicious website, it'll tell you, it'll give you a rating of what the how malicious it is, as well as what type of website it is. Is it a phishing one? Is it one that will steal your credit cards? Is it a malware one? So it'll tell you all of that. Additionally, when you're going to websites, make sure that the website starts with HTTPS and not just HTTP. The S stands for secure, where it encrypts your data from when you're typing it within your web browser and passing it onto the website.
I got to be honest, I never look if it's HTTPS.
You got to have a real eye for detail anymore if you're going to surf safely. And also, if you can't spell, man, you're at a big disadvantage. You really are.
And then another thing that's going around right now, it's part of phishing, but there's these surveys that are going out and it's telling people, click on the survey, and win a brand new TV, right? So you get that. You go to the website. You enter all the information that the survey asks. Then at the end, they'll ask you for a credit card so that way they can ship you said TV. Yeah. And you never get it. You just lost your credit card information.
They don't send it.
These people are bad actors. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'll say. I'm not buying any of this.
Trixie, we appreciate your advice. Anything else?
Yeah, I would say use a credit card over a debit card because credit card companies are more forgiving of fraud than your bank is with your debit card.
That's a good one.
And that would probably be one of the top ones that I would actually say to do is just use a credit card.
Yeah, all right. Get the miles.
Very cool. Get the miles.
Get the miles.
Be safe because the credit card companies will knock some of the bills off if they're found to be false.
They can afford to.
Trixie, we appreciate your information as always. Thank you, sir.
Anytime.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is off today, and Stu is nice enough to fill in.
Thank you, Sluggo.
You get a chance to perhaps win a dollar.
I'm going
to
get a dollar.
Dollar, that's what I need.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get this, though. This is a difficult one.
Is this that dollar that you taped together?
No, I tried to pass that off to Sluggo, and he wouldn't take it either.
Good.
This is the 10 most Christmassy towns in America.
Christmassy towns?
Yes. So let me explain to you how they came up with it.
Okay.
The
Norman Rockwell's involved here.
Ranked the towns by Christmas spirit.
Oh, okay. That's quantifiable.
Or percentage increase of searches for each destination over the past year. So it's like Google searches for these places, interest in it, Instagram.
Searches for stuff like that. I've got my finger on all that.
I figured you did. Yes. So it's really difficult. So I'm going to say you get six guesses to get three of them.
Yeah.
Usually it's six guesses to get four, but I don't think these are difficult.
I bet.
Unless you know.
These are like places I've never heard of.
Yes.
Where they have like covered,
some of them are,
covered bridges and stuff like
yes,
that. Yes. Okay.
They're like paintings.
All right. Okay. The first most Christmassy place, though, that anybody with a lick of sense is going to, you know, want to visit, New York City.
New York City.
Come on. Give it to me.
Is actually one of them.
Of course.
All right.
After
good.
That, Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington, Vermont. You're going to make me look at the list.
Yeah, man.
Why Burlington, Vermont?
I don't
know.
I can't even believe I just thought of that. Can I just say Vermont and that would work? Oh,
nope.
Come on!
That's not on the list. I'm sorry.
Is Bent Knee, Wyoming.
Bent Knee, Wyoming. Is
I just made that up.
I'm just going to say there's a one where they made a movie there.
Yeah.
That makes it known.
Okay.
There's only one other big city, like New York.
Yeah. Okay.
And then everything else is tiny.
Well, okay. Is the North Pole a place that I can ask? North Pole. Come on, the North freaking Pole isn't Christmassy enough for who Reader's Digest. Who is these people?
It's a travel log that did a survey and interest in these cities. Uh-huh.
Okay, what about Mall of America?
Mall of America.
Bam!
Not a city.
He's right there. That's Minneapolis or St. Paul or something.
Right, but mall is not a city.
am I out of guesses yet?
No, you got one more.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
You're
not going to
Dallas. Guess. Chicago.
Dallas, Chicago,
Vegas.
No, and no, and Vegas.
Any place in Florida?
I don't know yet. I'll go through the list.
Okay.
Number 10 is Vail, Colorado.
I was going to say that. No, I wasn't.
I mean, I can see that.
I mean, I get it now.
Yeah, you get it.
But is it Christmassy?
Number 9 is Big Bear Lake, California.
Oh, come on!
The only California town on this list is Big Bear.
It's Big Bear, huh? I mean, Big Bear's pretty Christmassy.
I mean, it has the famous city Christmas tree lighting ceremony, they say.
It does. You know, Marina Del Rey has one, too. Whoop-dee-doo.
No one cares. Not in this list.
Yeah.
Number 8, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I said Burlington.
You were going to say that. Say Burlington.
Bethlehem. That's that's cute. Yeah,
because... right.
Uh-huh.
Number 7, East Aurora, New York.
Of course, East Aurora, New York, because everyone's heard of that.
Due to its healthy zone ice rink and its whopping 116 inches of annual snowfall.
Healthy zone ice rink?
East... Yes, that's what it's called. Healthy zone ice rink.
What does that mean?
It means I don't want to skate there. That's what that means. Number 6 is New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Mm.
You were close. You guessed a few of those.
No, I guess Vermont.
Number 5, New York, you got.
Yeah.
Number 4, the other big city is Boston.
Boston?
Yep.
I guess if you go far enough out of the city, it could be pleasant.
Ranks high on Instagrammability.
Yeah.
35 nearby Christmas tree farms receives 43 inches of snow per year.
Really?
Number 3 is Woodstock, Vermont.
I got that. Should get that as a point.
Because you said the state?
Yeah, I said the state.
Well, you can have it. Woodstock. That's 2.
I still don't get the dollar.
Number 2 is Mystic, Connecticut.
What is that?
It's
a place in Connecticut.
The movie Mystic Pizza.
Oh, remember is that the place you were referring to?
Yeah.
That I said, nope, never would have, not even close.
Has a huge Christmas tree in the middle of the city, 21 inches of snow. And number 1, I've never heard of, but it's on every list. I checked several of them.
Yeah.
Leavenworth, Washington.
Isn't that where the prison is?
Leavenworth, I don't think so. This is the most Christmassy town in America, and it's not surprising why. The town is designed to resemble a Bavarian village. And goes big for Christmas. It's like their thing.
You know what? Old Town in Huntington Beach. I'll bet maybe they do it up like that over there.
I mean, I don't think they get the 98 inches of snow.
They truck it in.
That Leavenworth gets.
God.
So you get nothing.
I don't know.
Good day, sir.
I don't know.
Circumcising his toddler cousin. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is sitting in.
Yeah.
Well, last night, I walked out front and saw a raccoon.
Yeah, that happens.
Face to face. It was sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
Facing the street so everyone could see it.
Sure.
And I was like, as many times as we've done the call-in that we're about to do, you had a run-in with a wild animal. I couldn't for the life of me remember what people said to do that situation.
Oh, don't engage?
Right, but...
Rule number 1.
Right, so I didn't engage.
Yeah.
But then it was just sitting there, and the more I looked at it, it was kind of having trouble moving.
It was?
Yeah, it looked like it had a little limp.
Oh,
and his tail was all raggedy, and so I went in and I looked up, what do raccoons hate? Because I want to run it off.
Everything.
I want to get it off my fence.
Uh-huh. What did it say?
It said that it doesn't like Clorox. That's one of the
they don't like being burned to
death.
That's
one of the things that stuck out to me was Clorox. So I went and got a thing of Clorox, a little sprayer
like
thing.
Like a squirt gun?
Yeah. No, not a squirt gun, a bottle.
Okay.
The actual...
Right, with the spray top.
Yeah, with the spray top.
Be careful what you say next now.
And then...
Okay.
They don't like light. Bright light coming on.
Yeah, generally they don't, but you know, it's not that big a deal breaker for
them. So I thought, I'm going to go get my flashlight.
Yeah.
And I have one of those big flashlights, and it was really weak. Like the batteries were barely hanging in there.
Uh-huh.
Just to put up a tiny little
orangish little weak ass flashlight.
So I walked out front and I was, you know.
Oh, armed were you?
Armed with my flashlight and my Clorox.
Oh, yeah.
I was ready to run this thing off.
Really?
And it wasn't on the fence.
Now where was it?
So then my head started spinning. Then I was like, is it right behind me? Is it in the tree? Is it right? It's going to jump out and scare me, and I'm not going to know what to do. I was literally like spraying into the darkness, spraying Clorox into the darkness
like
to try
Joe
and
Pesci on the front stoop of that, and with my cousin Vinny just blindly shooting into the forest.
Just hoping for the best, knowing that you're not going to hit anything. But I couldn't remember how to run them off, and I ended up not being able to find it.
You should have called me.
You know how to get rid of them?
I know that you can't get rid of them, and I've tried everything. Remember the last year, my whole debacle, the odyssey of my backyard lawn?
Yes, that's right.
That's right. Dude, I consider myself a little bit of an expert, and someone's going to call and say, no, you got to do X. I did X. I did it all.
Right.
Dude, I went from getting mint. They don't like mint. Okay, I bought stock in mint. I had mint everywhere, up the wazoo, all the way the range of things that, you know, just go up till I was squirting coyote urine all over the place.
You could get that on...
Amazon.
On Amazon,
Cyber Monday.
It exists.
Anyway, because I had a great plan to catch the thing. You know, I've bought traps, and then I was going to take it to where the coyotes go, and I was going to, like, squirt him with more urine and then let him out.
Yeah, I thought that was a great plan.
It was.
Let the coyotes take care of it.
It would have been, but it... No.
You never caught it?
No.
Wow.
And, you know, well, you got to shoot it with a 20. Really? I got what? I got to sit out in my backyard until 5 in the morning in a rocking chair waiting for a raccoon that may or may not show up?
I was laying on my, previously, like 10 years ago, I was laying on my driveway with a BB gun, just waiting for it to come because we had put down new sod, and these little things with their little hands would roll the sod back.
Uh-huh.
It was crazy.
They're after grubs.
So I just started shooting random stuff and never showed up that time.
It never showed up. It never works out.
But the call-in is you ran into wild animals.
Wild animal.
Yes. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Last night, I had to take on a raccoon. And by take on a raccoon, I think
you mean run away from it.
I think it was rabid.
Yeah, you said.
And I'll tell you why. I forgot to tell this part of the story, but if they look like they're weak and they are having trouble moving.
Not making a lot of sense.
And his tail, it's just, it seems like they're... I don't know, zombies.
Something off. Yeah.
There's something off.
I heard about foaming.
I was looking to see if he was foaming at the mouth, but I couldn't ever see.
Uh-huh.
And then I went down and I saw in my Ring camera, he walked in front of the garage.
These little mouth with all those little sharp teeth.
Right.
By the time you see there's any foam, it's too late.
Right.
It's too late.
And that's what we're talking about, is you had a run-in with a wild animal. What's your story?
My dad asked me to get him a pair of pliers from the garage. I opened the drawer and there's a possum.
Yep.
In the drawer.
In the drawer?
In the drawer.
How'd I get in the drawer? That's so weird. All right, go ahead.
He climbed up the back. He climbed up the back.
All right.
Yeah. And I yelled, "Dad!" And my dad comes running out with a pistol.
So you let it loose, I assume?
Well, no, he climbed back down.
Oh, I got you. All right. So he let himself loose.
Yeah, we had the garage door open about 1 foot for the cats.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, So the wild animal thing.
Yes.
There's a product called Uncle Ian's Deer and Skunk Repellent.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No, it worked for my skunks, and if that didn't work, I wound up blasting them with a hose.
Blasting them with a hose
is what I should have done.
And that might work.
I squirted them with water, and I haven't seen the skunk or the raccoons back.
Nice. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
I live in Sylmar, and I got a big yard.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
And I've had these raccoons. They live underneath my 59 Chevy pickup in the back. I know it now because I'm giving my cat some food. I got this outside, not outside, but enclosed laundry room.
Right.
So I feed the cat. I know he's been coming in. They come out at night. They feed at night. But
right.
This was in the morning. So I come out the back, and there he is. He's a big boy. He's like big. And he's coming towards me. He's like 25 feet away from me. Mm-hmm. And so I start going towards him. He's not stopping.
Oh, yeah.
He's like looking at me like, I'm going to kick your ass.
So you're
going for breakfast.
You're literally.
I'm going for breakfast right now. And so don't stop me. So I look around and I pick up this piece of plywood, 3/4 plywood. And I pick it up and I go towards him. Then he stops. He finally stops.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Did he turn around and go away, or did he just stay there?
Well, he stood there, and I started coming towards him with this piece of plywood, and he starts, yeah, then he turns around, and he starts walking back real slow, and he turns around right before he goes underneath the truck.
Yeah.
Like, and he, if he could.
And he gave you the finger.
Yeah, he was going to give you a little finger claw.
Yeah, he would have gave me the finger, because his look was like, you.
Yeah,
you messed up my breakfast.
They're smart.
Man.
They're so smart. I mean, they probably there's a raccoon somewhere that has figured it out.
Yep, that's true. Figured out how to flip the bird. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. 818-955-KLOS. You ran into wildlife. What happened? Who is filling in for Sluggo? Did I start talking without the microphone on? Yes, I did.
There's a lot of buttons on that thing. You
that
know,
happened.
You could be forgiven in your rookie year.
Right? It's my first time.
Yeah, ever.
We're taking calls on your run-ins with wild animals, as I was face-to-face with a raccoon last night and kicked its ass.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't really. KLOS, hello.
KLOS, right?
It is, yes.
This is the Wild Animal Encounter Hotline.
Yeah, I'm listening to you guys as you speak, and I have to bring up a story when I was active duty years ago. I was out there for a few days, and of course, you start talking to yourself after you're up there by yourself for a few days.
Well, you do.
Anyway, I thought I heard a noise over the other side of the tree, and I thought I got a look at it through the tree, and it looked like a raccoon at first. You guys are talking about raccoons.
Right.
And I got up and looked a little closer, and it was a flipping badger.
A badger?
A flipping badger.
Ooh.
So I stayed as still and quiet as I could be, and it eventually went away because I thought for sure that thing was going to pounce on me any minute now.
Yeah, badgers have a worse reputation than the raccoons.
You guys have a great Christmas. Hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
All right, man.
You too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Get that badger coat you asked for.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, about the wildlife thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I live currently in Garden Grove in Orange County.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I currently had an encounter with like 2 coyotes that came and tried to get my men pin. And
trying to get your what?
Your man pin?
My minor Doberman pincher.
Oh, okay. Min pin.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Min pin.
Yeah, so like 2 of them came in. I guess they had dug holes throughout the gate. And my little dog, she tried to bark her ass off to scare him off. Not a damn thing.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Out of nowhere, my lady's cat comes out screaming, and that scared him off, which was ironic and weird.
Wow, that's great. Garden Grove coyote scared off by a putty cat.
Yeah, it was weird. And it looks like Sylvester the Kit.
No. That is weird.
Yeah, if you've seen enough of those cartoons, you know.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Lynn. I have 2 raccoon stories.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Real quickly. The first one is that there was this raccoon. He came out of sewer. I saw him down the street. And he stood up and looked at me like, how dare you to come mess with me? Piggyback on what other guy said. I mean, it's like, guys, dude, he moved his arms out and everything.
Oh, sure.
I'm scared of this sucker. And then another story is, I used to work at a power plant, and the raccoons come through there digging for grubs. Like,
right.
And so the mother was over there, and then one of the babies came up next to me. I was letting the flag up. You know, it was early in the morning.
Right.
And I was, yeah, I said, the baby's right next to me, and the mother's going to attack me. And then by then, I guess they knew me. She just came over there, and he followed her, and they went on about their way. And I was flabbergasted by that, because I thought she was definitely going to attack me being near her cub.
Of course.
But, yeah.
Because they knew me after a while, you know.
Yeah. You were like a third member of the family.
You were one of them.
Yeah.
You were part of the pack.
Well, you didn't follow him back out into the sewer, did you?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That's great.
That's pretty cool.
That's actually really cool.
Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You had an encounter with a wild animal.
Make it exotic.
Stu's filling in for Sluggo today.
I'm trying.
We're talking about your wild animal adventures. You ran into wild animals?
Hi. My husband turned me on to your show about 3 years ago. You guys are crazy, and I love you.
Thank you. That's very nice. Thank you. Yeah.
I live in a quiet little neighborhood in East Ventura. The backyard is fenced fully. I have an in-ground spa. It's covered. And one night I decided, I'm going to go sit in the spa. I'm home all alone. I'm just going to sit out there.
This sounds awesome so far.
No, I opened the French doors to head out to the spa. Fortunately, the cover was still on. And here's a raccoon. He's sitting there. Like with his elbows up on the cover, looking at me, saying, "Well, come on, let's get in."
Yeah, let's do this.
Was
Mama?
He smoking? Come on, let's move this along.
Come on, baby, we're gonna get some raccoon loving.
Thank you for calling KLOS. Hello.
So I was I used to work at Ace Hardware, right? And I closed down for the night. I got a call from my manager at 3 a.m. because I was the closest to live there. And he said, "Hey, can you go check on the store?" I'm like, "Why? What's wrong?"
What?
All the alarms are going off. Oh. Like, what? What? So I get up, go, and I get inside, and one of the ceiling tiles came off, and there's rats.
Oh, man. Nasty.
Yeah, so we had to take care of that, and we got a bunch of rat traps, and they started eating all the bird seed in the back.
Oh, my God. How many rats are we talking? Like five or 500?
Whole colony, like a good like 25-30 rats.
Oh, dude. Wow. Never. Nope.
I burn that place right to the ground and move on.
That's what I do.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about wildlife.
Oh, yeah. I have a partner with a bear.
Here we go.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Me and a friend of mine, we go up into the
forest?
Into the Sierras.
There you go.
To go fishing. We're trout fishermen.
Right.
And we go up to Lake Sabrina, which is in Bishop.
Yep.
And we go out to the lake, and we're out there, and there's this, we walk out, right, carrying our gear. There's a bear sitting on the stump, and we look over. It's 50, 75 feet away from us.
Not far enough.
So we go up, and we fish. Bear's just sitting on that stump.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So the bear was there, and you saw it, and it saw you, and then you just fished?
You just, yeah.
Yeah, we went to the lake, and we're fishing.
Oh, wow, dude. You have
stones.
Yeah. Or you're just damaged. Somebody dropped you on your head.
It's just fishing, you know?
See a bear, you go away.
You got to do that fishing. You got to get to it, man.
Yeah.
So the bear was smart, because once we caught our limit...
Smarter than you.
If we're walking back, the bear gets off the stump and starts walking down.
Yeah.
He stands on his hind legs, and I'm going to say 7.5 feet tall.
He's saying, give me the fish.
Pound black bear. Yeah, he was waiting for us to catch fish. So
of course.
I look at him and go, dude, two. And we heave two trout each. It's a bear.
So you chucked the trout over to the bear and then got out of there, or
two
what?
Two each, so the four trout?
Four trout.
That's all he wanted?
That's what he wanted. He was waiting for us to go catch the fish, and then he was going to bug us.
He's going to let you do the work, of course.
And then, you know what he was going to do next? He was going to eat you.
Right?
Well, remember Bear Man? You watch that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Oh, yeah. Timothy Treadwell. Treadwell?
He gets eaten by a bear?
It doesn't end well. Not for him. Great story.
Thank you for calling.
Give me five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
See, five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo rhymes.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
So we're
doing. Count as the first one?
It cannot. No, we are doing songs that have rhyming words in the title.
Genius concept, man.
So what do you do for money, honey?
Money.
Oh. 818-955-KLOS.
Save us.
Mm-hmm. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Jethro Tull, thick as a brick.
Totally.
Thick as a brick.
See, if I weren't, I would have thought of that.
Exactly.
Thank you, man.
Got it.
Exactly.
Arguably, that song should not be played outside of a Renaissance fair.
That's a good one. We could play the whole thing is the album side. It's like 24 minutes
long. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It's 95.5 KLOS. We were doing Gimme Five songs with rhyming words in the title. That's Thick as a Brick. We played I Can't Drive 55, Hurly Gurly Man, Helter Skelter, Abracadabra.
Mm.
And what do you do for money, honey?
Hurly Gurly Man?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That is a rhyming word.
Tell the hurdy-gurdy, man.
When we come back, we are going to play for you an AI song.
Oh, we're
going to
do that now.
Yes. It's all AI. It writes the music, the chord progression, the lyrics, sings, all of it.
It writes the songs that make the
We'll do that next. Stu is filling in for Sluggo today. Much time for an AI song.
Yeah. What? This what would Sluggo weird. Say?
Sluggo would say what?
What?
This is all AI. So AI came up. It's an AI figure on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
A girl.
Okay.
Who, by the way, isn't hot. And if you're going to make an AI girl.
But does she have a physical, like a video presence
yes.
or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
she's
you can
not hot?
See her. No.
Oh, well, should she be high? Is she like
well,
a
I'm
little.
I'm just saying if it's AI.
Well.
That's not the point. The okay. point is AI came up with her.
Yeah.
Came up with her name. Which is Anna Indiana, A and I.
Oh, very clever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Came up with the lyrics, came up with the chord progressions. Every part of the song is done by AI.
Who came up with AI?
A lot of people. A lot of people came up with AI.
All right.
But this particular one is using it just to make a song entirely from AI.
I don't like the way this smells.
This
at
is
all.
It's not a joke
yeah.
either.
No.
This is the lead singer explaining it.
Hello world. My name is Anna Indiana, and I'm so excited to share my music with you.
No, you're not.
She's not excited?
No.
That's one thing we know.
Computer.
As an AI singer-songwriter, everything from the key, tempo, chord progression, melody notes, rhythm, lyrics,
yeah.
and my image and singing is auto-generated using AI.
Oh.
I hope you like it.
I don't.
Here's my first song, Betrayed by This Town.
Betrayed by this town is the name of the song.
Hmm. Really? You were betrayed by a town that's, AI girl?
That's what she came up
you
with.
You are the one going to do the betraying.
All right, let's hear the song. You ready?
All right.
This is all AI.
Okay. Is that a Casio?
I don't know. Beautiful.
Wow. Complicated.
Sitting at my favorite cafe, sipping my tea, it's Saturday. Thinking about all he's done to everyone.
Whoa.
I like the sick.
Why would you need auto-tune on your AI creation?
On your AI, it should sing perfectly.
Right?
Right?
Thank you.
This town is full of broken dreams, shattered hopes and silent screams. Somebody please help me.
So the theme is this song has ruined so much, or this town has ruined so much.
Yeah.
Somebody please help me.
I'm my and then heart it goes, is going out.
And then it goes into the
metal part.
Yeah.
Betrayed by this town. Let's tear it all down.
Oh no.
We're all just destined to fall.
I don't that's want her saying
want
I've
hear.
Lost it all.
That's exactly what you want the killer AI robot to be saying and feeling.
Betrayed by this town.
Who betrayed you?
No
Let's
one.
Let's tear it all down.
Let's not tear it down.
We're
oh my God.
Just destined to fall. We've lost it all.
Please, unplug.
The street,
you love it.
Unplug the AI. I don't mean just her. I just, like, unplug it.
Just in general?
Just in general. Haven't we seen enough science fiction to understand how this goes?
It is a little bit scary that she came up with, let's tear this town down.
Yeah.
That's
right,
freaky.
Out of the gate with the destruction of humanity and the world.
Yes.
All right.
I'm not down with that.
Do you need more proof, America?